give glory and thanks to praise to God for the way that these children were able to tell the story of Christmas and that promise that his name is Jesus. The name Jesus means that God saves. And as you hear this message today, maybe you're going to be like Mary, and you can ponder and you can treasure all these things. Maybe you will be like the shepherds, and you will hear this good news, and quickly with haste go to see all that has taken place, and you will find your lives returning back to what they were, but a little bit different. You hear the shepherds, it says, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God. But possibly, as you go in this world and you try to figure out how this message changes your life, you don't ponder and treasure it like Mary. You don't find yourself glorifying and returning back to all that you are doing, praising God. Possibly you're more like Joseph. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 1, we find that Joseph finds that the one he is betrothed to, Mary, is pregnant. And this is news to him, certainly, and he is conflicted about what to do about this. And it says, not wanting to put Mary to shame, he's going to quietly divorce her. And so Joseph is at this moment of conflict. He's at this spot of tension between wanting to have compassion for Mary, but wanting to stay honorable and just in the eyes of the world. This is the struggle and tension of conflict as Christians we have. How do we, in the eyes of the world, look honorable, just, and good for what we do, and at the same time, stand in companionship with those who are struggling, those that would be labeled by the world as shameful, ones that others should be embarrassed of? You see, if Joseph stays with Mary, then he will be attached to her and all that the world would think of her. Now we will think of her as most highly favored. But in Joseph's times, that's not what they were going to call her. If Mary stands next to her, I mean, if Joseph stands next to Mary, there's a conflict here. He will be embarrassed and he will be filled with the shame that is attached to her. And so this is what Joseph's going to do. He figures it out. He will divorce her quietly so that for Mary, she's not exposed to public spectacle. But then he's going to leave and just leave. This is the conflict. How do we stand next to those in this world who are the poor, the forgotten, the ashamed, and the ones that we may ourselves find filled with shame? How do we stand there and at the same time in the eyes of the world remain honorable? I want you to think about this word honor. Honor is an asset. It's something that when people will look at us, they would see us filled with virtue. What is the virtue of Joseph that he's trying to preserve? That he is the one that always is doing the right thing. Staying with Mary will not look like the right thing. So he goes to sleep in conflict. Joseph is filled with the conflict of staying with Mary or leaving her and looking in the world like he is the right man. Mary is pondering and treasuring what she receives through the word of God. The shepherds are going to see what has happened because the word of God has come to them. I want to let you know that Joseph's conflict is resolved because the word of God comes to him. It comes in the miracle of an angel in a dream telling him to not fear what is happening with Mary because it is the work of God. Joseph wakes up and he is now resolved. He is going to stay with Mary. This resolve action that stays next to the one that is embarrassed and ashamed in this world happens because the word of God has given him the promise that God is at work. I want each of you to know that in this world today, your honor is not found in what people will say or think about you. They can say what they want. Your honor is found standing next to the righteousness of Christ. The righteousness of Christ, the love and mercy, compassion that God has for us sinners in this world. as I think about how to stand next to people in this world that others would label as forgotten and filled with shame. And how if I stand next to them, the world's names and labels will become upon me. But you saw how each of the children brought up the names for God. Those names for God that are a part of Christ don't come because of what the world will say about him. They come because of what he is doing for the world. And in the same way, as you stand in this world for those that would be forgotten or ashamed, as you stand with those that others would be labeling as sinners, the names that are brought forward upon you are not from what the world will say about you. They will be what God is doing at work in this world. To each of you this Christmas season, be bold, be courageous, be confident as you are at work in this world, not because of what the world will say about you, but because of what Christ is doing for you. The world can say whatever it wants. That will not take away your salvation. Your salvation is found in what Christ is accomplishing for you through Christ. Christ is our Savior. He is our King. He is our Emmanuel. He is our Savior. He is our Lord. His name is Jesus. Amen.